Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A Nikolaevsk man is dead and an Alaska state trooper is injured after an officer-involved shooting Saturday evening. Troopers received a report that 42-year-old Nikolai Yakunin was in contact with a female, a violation of his probation conditions. Troopers received the report about 4:30 in the afternoon and responded about 2.5 hours later. According to a trooper dispatch, the responding trooper was incapacitated after Yakunin attacked him. The release does not say if the trooper was shot or how Yakunin attacked the officer. Additional troopers were dispatched for Nikolaevsk for backup. Troopers say Yakunin continued his assaultive behavior and he was shot to prevent any further assaults on any trooper or bystander. Yakunin was pronounced dead on the scene, and family has been notified. The injured trooper was transported to the hospital for medical treatment. His condition is still unknown. Troopers say the investigation into that case is continuing. Meanwhile, a weekend incident in Anchorage has left a man dead after police say he came at an officer wielding a knife. As of last night, the deceased's name has not yet been released by the Anchorage Police Department. The incident started Saturday evening in Anchorage when a bystander called police about a stabbing between a couple in the parking lot of a Home Depot. A woman ran into the business with a non-life-threatening injury with a knife wound. After slashing two tires, the suspect fled on foot. In a video of a Saturday night press conference at Anchorage Police Department headquarters posted by Channel 2 News, Chief Justin Dahl said officers followed the man into an East Anchorage trailer park.
At that point, the person that was being chased turned and ran towards the officer while armed with a knife, and the officer shot and killed him.
All shootings involving officers are investigated to establish whether the use of deadly force was justified. The officer's name is being withheld until 3 days after the incident. This is the first deadly shooting involving police in Anchorage of the year. In 2017, the city saw 4 such incidents. Now, the news this morning, state labor officials say Alaska lost about 2,300 jobs in February compared to the same month last year. Total employment fell an estimated 0.7% in February from February of 2017. Alaska's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate remained at 7.3%. The comparable national rate was 4.1%. Employment in oil and gas jobs declined nearly 7% through the loss of 700 jobs. Retail, construction, and also government sectors lost jobs. The manufacturing sector and transportation, warehousing, and utilities both gained some jobs. Healthcare added 1,000 jobs since February of last year for a 2.7% increase. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for snow for today, as much as 6 inches possible. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.